How was that weekend? Welcome to the program. My name is Jim Rome. This show is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Let me ask you once again, how was that weekend? How you living? What's going on, clones? Welcome to the program. All right, let me set it up for you. Telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. Good news, I've got open segments to start the program. I do have three interviews like I always do. I'm going to put them all in the first half of the program. However, we are open to start. Use the number if you want. If you'd rather hit me on social media, that works too. Hit me up at Jim Rome on Twitter. Also on Instagram, you know that deal. Or you can email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. If you are curious about the interviews, here they are. Coming up at 9:40 Pacific time, or about 40 minutes from right now, a CBS Sports NFL analyst, Bryant McFadden. Wild weekend in the NFL, and I've got a complete recap for you momentarily. Coming up in hour number two, Kevin Ioli joins me to talk some combat sports. Coming up in hour number two as well, a college football writer for The Athletic, Andy Staples. Third hour is wide open. Once again, 1-800-636-8686. I could do the NFL exclusively today, although you've got the NBA Finals, the NHL Stanley Cup Final, MLB. What I'm saying is there is a hell of a lot going on. I could do nothing but NFL, but there is a lot to get to, and I'm going to get to as much of it as I possibly can. Jump in. Let's do this. All right, week three of the NFL. Awesome. Awesome, but ugly and weird. Like, all the good stuff. Some of it was so awesome and so ugly and so weird that I'm going to need more real estate to break it all up today. As I mentioned, I could do an entire hour on this. I can't get it all in the open. I need some runway. I need some real estate. In the meantime, though, let me get you started with a really quick whip around the NFL, starting with the awesome. I want to start with the awesome because, frankly, I'm an awesome guy. And I want to keep things positive. And I want to keep things upbeat. So let me start with something positive. This throw from Aaron Rodgers early in last night's game.
Back out there, sending Tyler Irvin in motion. Fakes the handoff, rolls to the left, and throws it deep downfield. And a full extension catch inside the 10 and down to the 2-yard line. What a grab by Alan Lazard. 48 yards, and what a pass from Rodgers.
Look at this guy. Still a dude. Still making it look much easier than it actually is. That's just a fact. The Packers' offense looked pretty damn good for a third straight week. The Saints' offense looked pretty unsaint-like for the third straight week. Yes, not having Michael Thomas out there is definitely hurting them. And no, those questions about Drew Brees and whether or not he can consistently still drive the ball down the field are not going to go away. Here is another fact for you. And again, this is part of a quick whip around the NFL. Another fact, not opinion, a fact. As long as we're keeping it awesome, and this is truly awesome, the Cleveland Browns, a.k.a. America's team, are now 2-1. So, all you losers who are killing them and killing me after week one, and what happened? Exactly what I said would happen. They bounced the hell back. They're above 500 for the first time in 6 years. So, you can take all your noise about them going 90 weeks without a winning record, and you can get the hell out of here with that noise and your hate and your horrible takes about the Browns, because C-Town is back and they're winning like never before. And it's not just Baker Mayfield. All 53 of those dudes roll out of the rack feeling dangerous, and not just on Sunday, but every damn day. So put some damn respect on them. And yes, I accept your apology because once again, I am awesome. And I'm all about keeping it positive. You can't bring me down, even though you do owe me an apology. In fact, I've got more awesome. You want another awesome fact? Here's one. Shaquille Barrett has the karma. You know the deal with the jungle karma. You come on the show, you do a nice interview, good things happen. There's no way to explain why this works or how this works, only that it does work. Not only does it work, The Jungle Karma is officially undefeated. Just like sex, just like Father Time. The three things in the history of the world that are undefeated. Sex, Father Time, and the Jungle Karma, and not necessarily in that order either.
Karma.
Barrett did not have a sack in the first two games of the season. He came on the show last week before making his return to Denver. And what's he do? He goes out and he does this.
See if the Bucks can stop him, get the ball back in great field position. From his own end zone, shotgun set. Driscoll takes the snap. Blitz up the middle. Blitz toward the end zone. He will be sacked in the back in the end zone. It's a safety for the Buccaneers. The ball was down. It's a safety. Was it Shaq Barrett that got it? Or was it Winfield?
It was Shaq Barrett.
Safety for the Buccaneers. And on third down and long from your own five-yard line, the Buccaneers sent the heat. And Barrett got the sack and the safety.
Damn straight it was Shaq Barrett. In fact, for the day, Shaq Barrett had three tackles, four loss, two sacks, and a safety. Great dude. Great player. Great day. But does he have that day if he does not appear on this show a few days earlier? Yeah, I'm not so sure. And that's taking nothing away from a great player. In fact, he might tell you the same thing, right? My preparation was great. My focus was great. The game plan was great. The guys around me are great. Oh, and Rome. And Rome. And his bleeping Jungle Karma. Good job, Shaq. Good job. The jungle sees you. Y'all feeling good now? Y'all feeling awesome right now? Y'all feeling positive right now? Good. Good. So let's get to some ugly. Starting with the super ugly. The Texans. They're 0-3. Yeah, maybe it's just me. But I'm starting to think that they might not be better without DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, I know. I know their schedule. I know they've had to face KC, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh. It's a brutal stretch. But that does not mean that they're not a bad team. Because they are. With an even worse plan. Especially since that plan seems to involve trying to get their face of the franchise quarterback killed. Yes, their opening season schedule was an ass kicker, but they're getting their asses kicked. And their season may already be over, and it's barely even started. And they're not the only ones. No names mentioned. I'm looking at you, Minnesota, and I'm looking at you too, Philly, because the Bengals-Eagles game ended in a tie. I mean, how long did that game last? Like 9 hours? They played for like 9 hours, and still neither team won. In fact, none of us won. In fact, we all lost. And if you want one play to sum things up, here it is. Philadelphia lining up for a 59-yard field goal to put all of us out of our misery and to win it in OT. And this happens.
A 59-yard field goal attempt for Jake Elliott.
Well, we've been here before.
We've been here before. Here it is. And now penalty flags fly. Oh, don't tell me the Eagles are going to...
I think there was movement by the Eagles.
Oh, I know there was.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, on a field goal to win it? A five-yard penalty?
They're going to punt the football.
They're going to punt the football and settle for the tie. That's inexplicable how they can't line up for a field goal with the game on the line. Inexplicable. They can't line up for a field goal, ladies and gentlemen. With the game on the line, all they have to do is snap the ball to the holder.
Makes a hell of a good point, doesn't he? Makes a hell of a good point. Bad enough that you made us sweat a Bengals-Eagles game all the way to the end of overtime. But you can't line up to kick a potential game-winning field goal?
Inexplicable.
Good point. I mean, like, great job. Really, really good work. If there was ever a time not to false start, it's when your team is attempting a game-winning field goal in overtime from 59 yards out. And then to take that penalty and not even be able to take a shot at the field goal, they got to punt it and play for the tie. That game was played in Philadelphia, and it's a damn good thing there were not fans in the building. Almost every other take I've had of late has been, man, think how much better that would have been with fans. Think what that would have been like with the fans. Not here. Here I'm saying it's a damn good thing there weren't fans because that was Philly. And can you imagine how Philly fan would have reacted to that mess? if they eat horse crap when they win the Super Bowl, what would they be doing if a false start cost them a win against a winless team, starting a rookie at quarterback when they themselves were winless? Damn good thing Philly fan was not in that house. We expect the Bengals to look like this, not the Eagles. We are still waiting on them. And while it's not all his fault, a chunk of it is, and we are still waiting on Carson Wentz. And speaking of weird, how about the fact that the Chargers came this close to pulling off a game-winning hook and ladder?
This is probably the last play of the game. 6 seconds to go. Down five. Herbert with the snap. Pressure coming. Middle of the field. Keenan Allen on the hook and ladder, and it goes over the head of Eckler.
That might have scored.
That very well could have scored. The pitch was just a little bit high, or Eckler was not quite ready for it, and that will be the end of the game. The Chargers lose 21-16.
I love the play call. It was a great play call. They just couldn't quite connect. As you look at the replay here, oh, he would have scored.
He would have absolutely scored.
That was Rasul Douglas was the only defender there in all of his momentum.
Mi amigo Dinero. That might be an all-time great NFL broadcast booth right there. Matt Money Smith and Daniel Jeremiah, two jungle favorites. And I tend to agree with them. I think that play works. I think if that play works, then they score. So that is brutal. The end-of-game laterals generally are incredibly embarrassing. Man, but that was so close to working, so close to being legendary. I think it would have worked, except it didn't. Now, if you're looking for awesome, ugly, and weird, there is only one team that has been able to deliver on all three on a weekly basis. I think you know who I'm talking about. That's right, the Atlanta Falcons. Holy crap, these guys. I'd like to reiterate, holy crap, these guys. They have had a full season in the first 3 weeks alone. They've opened up the season by hanging tough with the Seahawks for a half before getting blown out in the second half. They had whatever the hell they had in Dallas last week. Well, what they had was a terrible choke job, even for them. And then yesterday, they hosted Chicago. Now, if you want to get right, facing Mitchell Trubisky is a pretty good way to get right. And sure enough, in the third quarter, Mitch threw a pick, and Mitch was benched. Of course, Atlanta turned that pick into 3 points, and then they're up 26-10. So it was not going to matter that the Bears were going to Nick Foles. It was just too little too late. Even for Nick Foles, too little, too late. No, it was not, because it's never too late with the Falcons, because no lead is ever safe with the Falcons. And if anybody can figure out a way to come from ahead, to choke, it's the Falcons, and they were doing some work now. Foles was doing what Foles does, coming off the bench suddenly and unexpectedly and making plays. And he drove the Bears to the Falcon 21, and then he made this play.
Third and six, Foles going to throw right side, going into the end zone, up in the air for the catch. It's taken away by the Falcons. He's up with the ball, and Allen Robinson insisting that he caught the ball. Now the big discussion. Denard, and it's going to be a touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. This is sure to be a conversation.
The rule on the field is a touchback, an interception by the defense.
Because if
the offensive player did not control the ball through the process of completing the catch.
Right.
Confusing, right? So you had yourself a touchdown. There was then ruled an INT. You've got to the backup. He throws a pick in the end zone. That's a really weird call. Now, that would normally be a backbreaker in most normal situations. But Nick Foles is not normal. And the Falcons really are not normal, because normal is having virtually nothing to worry about when you're up 26-10 with 7 minutes to go. But again, no lead is safe with the Falcons. Not when they blew a 15-point fourth quarter lead against Dallas last week. And of course, no team in the last two decades has blown multiple 15-point fourth quarter leads. No team has done that. Then again, if I'm telling you that no team has done that in 20 years, then you know what the Falcons did. Take it away, Nick.
Third down and goal. It's like pulling teeth to score a touchdown. Patterson in motion. Snap Foles. Looks right. Throws right. Touchdown. Jimmy Graham on Denard. His second touchdown today. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bears.
Yeah, it's like pulling teeth with Mitchell out there, but not with Nicholas out there.
Takes the snap, giving a look left. Blitz pickup by Montgomery. Throws left side comeback. Robinson the catch. Breaks a tackle, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Bears. Allen Robinson goes the distance. Breaking a tackle and a big one. And we got a brand new ball game, folks.
Uh-oh, here they come. And then this TD to Anthony Miller that is the stuff of legend. Because in the huddle right before that play, Foles told Miller that if it's a blitz, get to a specific spot in the end zone. Quote, get to the L and it'll be a pretty stiff ball. Roll it.
Here's the snap. Good rush. They throw as he's hit into the end zone. Touchdown. Middle of the end zone. A beautiful thrown ball to Anthony Miller. And the Bears have the lead in Atlanta. Terrific comeback in the fourth.
I love that take. Get to the L. Get to the L in the ATL. And that was a damn stiff ball. Absolute perfection. Foles is a wizard. But so are the Falcons. Do you know how hard you have to work to blow a 15-point fourth-quarter lead and then to blow a 16-point fourth-quarter lead a week later? Man, that is so horrible. That is so horrible. It's awesome. That is so awful. It's impressive. And they did it honestly. In that fourth quarter, they had a missed field goal. They could not tackle. They had three straight three and outs, and Matt Ryan threw a game-ending pick. They were up 16 with just over 6 minutes to go, and Chicago managed to come all the way back in roughly 4 minutes, and they never even had to use a timeout. That is amazing. When it mattered most, they all pulled together, they all chipped in, they all found a way to lose. That is the very definition of manning down. Weird, ugly, and awesome. All rolled into one, and I could not respect and appreciate it any more than I do. Keep doing you, Falcons. You're making my job easy.
Fail clowns.
The fail clowns. Amanda. That is incredible, right? So what I said at the very top was, that's just a quick whip around. Like, I could do 3 hours of the NFL from this past weekend easily enough. I won't, but I could. I haven't even gotten to how horrible the Giants and the Jets both are, but I will. In addition to that, I mentioned you got a great Monday night matchup. In fact, this might be the regular season game of the year tonight. You've got KC and Baltimore, the two best teams in the NFL. I want to hit on that. Rams and Bills. Josh Allen, MVP candidate. Yeah, I said it. I say candidate. He'd be the front runner if not for Russell. Russell's out of his mind, man. Russ looks unbelievable. I want to talk about that. I've got some MMA. I've got some MLB. I've got some NHL. I've got some NBA. What I've got for you is a hell of a lot of show. What do you say you step it up? Be a part of it. 1-800-636-8686. Bryant McFadden's coming up at 40 past. Kevin Ioli next hour. Andy Staples next hour. Third hour is wide open. It's going to be a good Monday. I'm feeling it. When you need auto parts, fast. O'Reilly Auto is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. You can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Or you can order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They will even bring it out to your curbside. You can have your battery tested free of charge while you are there. And if your battery does need to be replaced, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact battery that fits your car at a guaranteed low price. Like Superstar batteries, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts, designed to meet the electrical demands of today's cars. So get dependable power and performance from a Superstar battery for your car, or your truck, or your motorcycle, or your lawnmower, or your boat, and more. What I'm saying to you is to stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Where is the Bills Mafia? Man, what a wild, wild ride that was yesterday. Quickly, reaction. Jimmy, Yippee-ki-yay, Atlanta fail clowns.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Atlanta
fail clowns.
Well done. Regards the city of Chicago, Denny in the 402, microwave burrito enthusiast. That's how that guy signed it. Hey, Jim, two words for LA fans. Ram it. Yours, Josh Allen and the Bills Mafia. Son, Mike in Buffalo, instigating them. Unward the inevitable and tired. Buffalo is a bleep hole. Takes. Dear Falcons, inevitable. What is wrong with you? It's really embarrassing to play great for three quarters and then totally collapse at the end. People just hate that. Signed, the Game of Thrones. Mike in the district. 1-800-636-8686. Quick reminder, it's a Monday, so it's an ATP day. You want to make sure you get to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Ask me a question. Listen later on. I might answer yours, but probably not. I'll probably answer Bella B's. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. I did say Mafia. Where the hell are you? Bill's Mafia, I mean. Where are you? I think this guy can pretty adequately speak on behalf of the entire Bills Mafia. It's been a minute or so. We have not seen or heard from him. I'm going to let him cut the line. I was going to give you my own thoughts on the Bills, and I still will. But this guy goes right to the front of the line. I will put aside what I was going to say to make room for this guy because he makes it better. Let's go to Buffalo. Rick in Buffalo. Rick, what's going on?
I want to hear from the a-holes who said Josh Allen couldn't play in this league. And where are all the dopes who said Brandon Bean gave up too much for Stephon Diggs? And how about a word from the morons who said Sean McDermott was nothing more than a defensive coordinator? As you know, Jim, I've been saying since day one of the new regime that this team was heading for a title. It's been a long time coming, and now it's friggin' here. And I want to go ahead and wish you a happy anniversary, Jim. 4 years ago today, your show officially became the greatest show in the history of radio. That's because 4 years ago today, I made my very first jungle appearance. Now get off your lazy ass and find the call, Stucknut. Because I want everyone to know that I've been a living legend from the very start. And I know, Jim, the pandemic forced you to cancel the Buffalo tour stop. But let's go ahead and reschedule it for Monday, February 8th, the day after the Bills win Super Bowl 55, completing the first ever 19-0 season. You and I can grand marshal the victory parade, get bombed, and fly through flaming tables in a single bound. Trust me, you'll have the time of your life. Ward Devin Singletary becoming this generation's Thurman Thomas. War the Bills trained for Ryan Fitzpatrick. My man deserves a Super Bowl ring. War Silk Bra for HB City Council. Thanks for the vine, Jim. Unlike my fat-ass old man, I ain't dead yet. You dig?
Oh, I dig. Rack him. Rick in Buffalo. I don't want to get so caught up in the moment. I don't want to get so caught up in the hype that I say something that I might regret or I make a promise that maybe I can't make good on. But I came that close. I came that close to saying, you know what, my man? If, in fact, you do run the table... Well, hell, if they run the table, I'll do it for sure. If they run the table, I will jump through a flaming table with you, Rick. But you know what? They could win it all without running the table. Now, I did make the point that coming into tonight's game, you've got the two best teams in the NFL. The two best teams in the NFL are playing tonight. I'm going to stand by that. And I can elaborate on that. Until proven otherwise, those are the two best teams in the NFL. But Buffalo's knocking on that door. Had they not blown that 28-3 lead, I might be willing to say that they're in that same conversation. But then again, they did what they had to do. Ram it. Man, the Rams got jammed so hard. I just don't really care. Pretty rich, right, that the Rams or Ram fan would have any complaint about a call going against them when they were beneficiaries of the worst non-call ever. In the meantime, the Bills do look good. They look good, and Josh Allen looks incredible. And Singletary does look great. And Rick's never sounded better. Never sounded angrier. Never sounded more fired up. And by the way, Rick, thank you. Thank you so much, Rick. Thank you so much for making this the greatest show in the history of sports talk radio. Because it certainly was not that before you started calling. Right? Ask you. Happy anniversary, Richard. Let's check out some of the reaction to that. Hey, Rome. There are four things that are undefeated. Sex, Father Time, Jungle Karma, and us. Regards the Buffalo Bills. JP in Riverside, make it four things. Make it four things. Man, you know who's pissed right now? Even more pissed than a Ram fan? The guy with the rather abnormally large head who works here. James Kelly. That would hurt him. He went 1-2. Four things are undefeated. Sex, Father Time, the Jungle Karma, and us, the Buffalo Bills. DB the Rocket Guy tweets, I don't know what it is, but as soon as Rick in Buffalo starts a call, he could be reading from War and Peace, and I just start laughing as soon as I hear his voice. I mean, I think I do know what it is. First of all, I agree with you. And in terms of I don't know what it is, I just start laughing when I hear his voice. I'll tell you exactly what it is. Dude's funny, man. He's funny. If you're laughing, he's funny. Either you're high or he's funny. That's why you're laughing. At Rock Chalk Steve-O tweets, Rick, Rick, Rick. Rome Slice. Even I thought Matt Ryan giving up that game-ending INT was a poor choice. Regards, Rome choosing to willingly drink Michelob Ultra. Geoff and Lincoln, can I tell you something, bro? That was the first time I'd done that. I mean, I'm not saying that's the first time I've ever had an Ultra, but that's the first time I've ever sat in my home and cracked one open. And the reason he's pointing that out is I was on Twitter, Kevin Ioli. I tweeted about the NBA, and Kevin Ioli hit me up on Twitter and said, hey, Jim, are you watching MMA tonight? I said, you know it. And I tweeted out a pic of the broadcast with an Ultra on my table. Trying to be responsible, man. Weekends are hard. The battle is real on the weekends, is it not? Unless you are super focused and super dialed in, are you not one of those people that tries really hard during the five only to give it all back on the weekend? I used to be that guy. I still am kind of that guy. But I'm trying harder, so I try to be responsible. That's why I cracked open the Ultra. When we come back, I mean, I could finish that thought, but probably not. Brian McFadden is going to join me next. Then the aforementioned Kevin Ioli, top of the hour. Andy Staples coming up in hour number two.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
That was a wild, wild NFL weekend. Straight up, right? But then if you tried to play the games, it was a really wild weekend. What a roller coaster ride that was. Who do you like tonight? Chiefs, Ravens. Love that matchup. And again, if you want to play the game, who do you like tonight? I'm looking at a line that is 3 points. 1-800-636-8686. Look who's here, Vic and NoCal on Twitter. Did Quentin Tarantino get Once Upon a Time in Norwood finally greenlit? Why are people acting like Canada's crotch is gonna actually win something? Because they might. And never mind. I mean, the season started with, are they the team to beat in the AFC East? Is this finally the year somebody dethrones the Patriots? That might not be asking the right question. They might have a deeper run in them. Say what you want about Allen, man. This guy is a different quarterback altogether. A much better quarterback. A different guy. You know, quick start, or is he that good? I'm going to say he's that good and getting better. The guy's been unbelievable. 1-800-636-8686. So, Brian McFadden's going to come up momentarily. We're efforting him. Kevin Ioli is going to join me at the top of hour number two. And there is college football being played. Andy Staples will help us break down what happened over the past weekend. Also, a wild weekend in college football. What's that all mean? How does that shake down? And then what happens with the Big Ten, the Pac-12? All of that is upcoming. And as far as Josh Allen goes, I mean, seriously, MVP candidate. I want to say that one more time a little bit louder. Josh Allen, MVP candidate. How the hell does that sound, Buffalo? Better yet, and to Rick's point, how does that sound, America? In fact, if it were not for Russell Wilson, I might be saying not Josh Allen MVP candidate, but Josh Allen MVP favorite. I mean, it would be so easy for me to spend an entire program dumping all over the Giants and the Jets. That would be easy, and that would be a blast. And by the way, that would probably be a pretty damn good show. But that is just damn low-hanging fruit. And once again, I know my role here. At a time when so many folks are beaten down and negativity is getting the best of them, I want to be one of the folks to lift others up. I want to be the one to remind everybody that we've got to have gratitude. We've got to celebrate the positive. We need to celebrate the positive. You know, like what Josh Allen and Russell Wilson are doing right now. Because Allen, for one, is doing the damn thing. And he came out on fire yesterday against the Rams.
Josh under center. Snap. Going to throw it. Josh has time. Throws to the end zone. Got touchdown. Touchdown, Buffalo. It is Lee Smith. Touchdown, Buffalo.
My man comes out fast. He will hurt you through the air, and he will punish you on the ground.
Allen takes the snap. Going to keep it himself the third time. Goes right side this time, and he dives, and he is in. Touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen, three straight runs. The last one puts points on the board.
Right, and then he will go right back to the air again.
Now the snap rolls to his right. Fires wide open. Tyler Croft, touchdown, Buffalo. That's too easy. Too easy. Josh Allen throws a touchdown pass 3 yards long to Tyler Croft. The Bills have exposed the Rams' defense, Steve. Wow.
I was going to say, how easy is this guy making it look? How easy? Three TDs. Let's make it four.
Allen takes a look, has a pocket, fires into the end zone. It is caught. Caught in the end zone for the touchdown. Stephon Diggs, touchdown, Buffalo.
Josh Allen with the fastball.
At that point, the Bills are up 28-3. And I'm all out of tickets to sell to the Josh Allen bandwagon. And I'm not going to lie to you, 28-3, I'm thinking to myself, man, should I thumb out the Super Bowl-worthy tweet? They're up on a good Rams team, 28-3, putting an absolute beating on a good Rams team, 28-3. And I am thinking it is time to start thinking about that Bills Super Bowl run. That's what I was thinking at that time. All right, as promised, we're joined right now by a CBS football analyst. I will finish that thought in a minute. He is a two-time Super Bowl champ. He is a seven-year NFL vet, 62nd pick overall back in 05 out of Florida State, host of All Things Covered with Patrick Peterson and Bryant McFadden, the creator of the All Things Covered YouTube channel. He is Bryant McFadden. Bryant, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Jim. How you doing?
Good, good. So let me quickly get to this. You've been around the game a long time, both as a player and as an analyst. When you see the Atlanta Falcons, I want to start there, blow double-digit leads in the fourth quarter, back-to-back weeks, what are you thinking? What goes through your mind?
You got to make some changes. You have to make some changes. That's unacceptable, Jim. What we saw last week against the Cowboys clearly was history-making from the Falcons on the wrong end of history. And they basically rewrote history yesterday, losing the way they lost. Losing to Chicago like that, that's unacceptable. You felt like they would have learned from their mistakes against the Cowboys. Clearly the defense hasn't improved at all. And when your head coach got the head coaching opportunity because he was considered to be a defensive-oriented guy, his unit has been the weak spot, has been the Achilles heel for the Falcons pretty much since he's been the head coach in Atlanta, and I'm talking about Dan Quinn. The offense has carried this ball club for quite some time. Matt Ryan is competing. He's doing everything in his power, even without Julio. Yesterday, Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons played winning football. They're just not getting the help from the defensive side.
Brian McFadden is joining us. Now, I mentioned you're hosting a podcast with your cousin, Patrick Peterson. One of the topics that you and Pat talked about last week was Kyler Murray. Pat said that Murray will definitely bring a Super Bowl to the Cardinals at some point. He didn't have his best game yesterday, but putting that aside, what did you make of that comment when Pat said it?
Yeah, I was surprised. I was surprised because watching Kyler Murray as a fan and from afar, I know how talented he is. But the thing that Pat emphasizes is the work ethic. And Pat has an opportunity to see Kyler every day, you know, seeing him in the meeting rooms and seeing him on the practice field. So he has a better view on who he is as a professional. And for Pat to make that statement in year two with Kyler being the quarterback there in Arizona, those are high expectations. And I can tell you this much, Jim. Yeah, he didn't play his best game yesterday, but he's a competitor, and I think the best is yet to come with Kyler Murray.
I'll tell you what, Brian, I love the guy. I absolutely love the guy. Yesterday aside, I think that, one, if Pat Peterson says it, I tend to believe it. Number two, I don't think it's that far-fetched. I mean, I love Murray. Now, you talked to Tyrann Mathieu ahead of tonight's game, which is a great matchup, Kansas City and Baltimore. In fact, what are your early thoughts on tonight's matchup?
Yo, this could be the game of the year, right? And it's kind of hard to say that, you know, in September, but based on the expectations and the talent that both of these ball clubs have, especially at the quarterback position, this is going to be an entertaining ball game. Make sure you have your popcorn and your soda pop ready and get geared up to see some heavy-hitting football. Tyrann talked about just, you know, the prep for Lamar Jackson. And they played each other last year. And he just talked about it's difficult to prepare for Lamar Jackson because you don't have any scout team player that can give you the type of look you're going to see for Lamar Jackson because he's that rare of a talent. But one thing he did emphasize is just being fundamentally sound and being disciplined and just believe in the defense. And that's something that Tyrann has brought to Kansas City since his arrival over a year ago, just the structure, the fundamentals, and the playmaking ability. And you have to really credit Tyrann with his success being able to transition throughout the entire defense because he's one of the leaders on that defense.
Absolutely. Brian McFadden is joining us. The Steelers, I'm jumping ahead now, are 3-0 to start the season. I'm curious, how do they look to you right now?
They look pretty good. I mean, anytime, Jim, you can start off undefeated in the first 3 weeks of the season, you're doing some pretty good things. Now, their defense didn't play their best game, similar to what we based off of what they did the previous 2 weeks, but the offense is starting to gather themselves. You know, the first ball game against the Giants, you can tell it took some time for Big Ben to kind of get the blood circulating through his veins, the football blood, that is. And in week two, he's performed better. But now we're starting to see James Conner. He's healthy, and he's running the football better. And that's helping Big Ben. That's helping the offensive line. And I don't expect to see miscues from their defense like we saw yesterday against Deshaun Watson throughout the season. But what really made me optimistic about this ball club going forward was the offense. The offense had the defensive side back, and that's something that you would need to see throughout the course of the season if you have championship aspirations and if you have aspirations of being relevant in your division.
So, Brian, talking about that defense, I had Steelers DB Mike Hilton on the show last week. We talked about the tradition of great defenses in Pittsburgh. When you look back, how much pride was there for you to be a part of that great tradition defensively?
It was a lot of pride. When you get drafted to Pittsburgh and you walk into the facility there on the south side and you see all these shiny Lombardis, and then after you see the Lombardis, you see the photographs of, you know, Ham, Lambert, Mel, Shell, Blunt, you're like, wow, that is the standard. And then when you're walking through the facility, Jim, at any given time, you might see Mean Joe Green. Just walking through, just vibing through the facility, that is iconic presence any given day you walk into the facility, and that has been the standard forever, you know, going back to the 70s when Chuck Noll and everybody got together there and established that tradition. So that has been the standard, defense, defense, defense. And what we saw last year was something that I was so happy to see because I'm biased. I love defensive football. I'm one of the fans, football fans, that love to see a 10-9 type ball game. I love that. I love seeing a bar fight type of ball game with not a lot of points because I really appreciate defense, and that defense has the mentality that some of the defenses had when I played on. Now, the best way to measure how good your defense is, Jim, is what? You got to find a way to hoist the Sticky Lombardi at the end of the season. That is the ultimate measuring stick when you look at championship defense or historical-like defenses. You know, being able to hoist the Sticky Lombardi. Prime example, last year, San Francisco was probably the most dominant defense in the National Football League, right? But did they get an opportunity to hoist the Sticky Lombardi? No. So you won't put them in that category with some of the best defenses we've seen over the last 10-plus or so years because you didn't hoist the Sticky Lombardi. So I think that is the ultimate measuring stick for this defense in 2020 with the Steelers.
He is a CBS football analyst. He is a two-time Super Bowl champ. He is the host of All Things Covered with Patrick Peterson and Bryant McFadden. He's got his own YouTube channel. Bryant, good to have you back, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Jim, and make sure you guys check us out. We're dropping our next episode, episode 2, All Things Covered. We got a big-time guest, Jim, one of the more respectable football personalities in the game right now, currently coaching. Make sure you check us out and tune into our spectacular guest.
You know it. We'd never miss that. Bryant McFadden, my guest. Well done. All right, coming up, hour number 2. Keep this thing rolling. When we come back, Kevin Ioli. Change up, talk a little MMA with him. That's next. Don't go.